FBI Director Louis Freeh was in Saudi Arabia last week to assess the status of the investigation into the June bombing of a U.S. military complex in Dhahran. 19 Americans were killed in that attack. Freeh says he was satisfied with the investigation, but it's not clear when it will be completed or what information has been discovered. Reports are circulating that the FBI and Saudi authorities may not see eye to eye on how to proceed with the investigation. Paul Miller has a report.
The FBI announcement that Director Louis Freeh is pleased with the thoroughness of the Saudi investigation was a sudden turnaround. 3.5 weeks earlier, Freeh was sufficiently unhappy with the way things were going to start a pullout of FBI agents sent to assist the Saudis. The problem was partly Saudi unwillingness to allow the FBI to interrogate suspects. The Saudis did the same thing last year after a bomb in Riyadh killed 4 Americans. Then the government beheaded 4 Sunni dissidents before the FBI had a chance to talk to them. In July, Freeh made 2 trips to Saudi Arabia to complain about the lack of cooperation. He was invited back again last weekend and given a briefing, possibly on the results of the investigation. The Saudi ambassador to the United States, Prince Bandar, went back as well. Saad al-Faqi, a Saudi dissident based in London, says he has information the 2 sides tried to paper over their differences. He says the U.S. is threatening to publicly debunk any Saudi explanations of the bombing unless the FBI talks to the suspects.
There is still clear difference between American and Saudi view. The Americans believe that they will not approve any announcement by the Saudis unless they are allowed to meet the detainees and interrogate them themselves. The Saudis want the Americans to accept their version of reports without meeting anybody inside the country.
Saudi newspapers say officials there will not let outsiders participate in the investigation as a matter of sovereignty. Dissident groups say the government does not want the FBI to talk with anyone because it might discover the extent of opposition to the Saudi family among the country's Sunni majority. Others suggest the problem between the 2 countries is that the FBI simply does not believe what the Saudis say they've uncovered about the bombing. There have been reports of a radical organization among the country's Shia minority called Saudi Hezbollah. The government is reported to be holding several Shias who have confessed to the bombing, and there have been reports of a link between Saudi Hezbollah, the Lebanese organization of the same name, and Iran. Mahmoud Fendi, a professor at Georgetown University who keeps track of events in Saudi Arabia, says the Americans do not buy the explanation.
There's no convincing evidence for U.S. officials that Iran is involved. There is this skepticism that probably the Saudis would want to push the Iran involvement as a way of distracting the outside world from the magnitude of the internal opposition within Saudi Arabia and the magnitude of threat.
Fendi says the U.S. is being especially cautious because it has committed itself to a vigorous response against any country that may have been involved in the bombing. This week, there was a new theory. The Washington Times reported Syrian military intelligence might have been involved. There was no confirmation, and Saudi dissidents say these are all distractions. They say the Saudi government already has the confessions of 7 men, all members of the country's Sunni majority, that they carried out the bombing. The Saudis have said they'll have no comment until the investigation is over. The Pentagon said Defense Secretary Perry will be in Saudi Arabia this weekend, but not to talk about the bombing. It referred questions to the FBI, so did the State Department. The FBI says it has no further comment. According to Mahmoud Fendi of Georgetown University, the real problem is that Saudi Arabia invited American troops in to defend it against Iraq, but now finds the troops have become a rallying point for the opposition, perceived as foreign mercenaries on Muslim holy soil. Fendi says that puts American troops at risk and relations between the 2 countries at a sensitive stage.
The tension will be always there. The United States is not convinced about the security of its troops in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is jittery about the internal situation.
Saudi dissident Saad al-Faqi says the specific dispute over the bombing investigation will be difficult to fix.
I don't think it's going to be resolved. It will be resolved by maybe another attack. Maybe some other incident will happen very shortly, and then Americans will interfere by some other means.
This week, a group calling itself Islamic Change issued a warning in Saudi Arabia. It called for the release of political prisoners by the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which begins in 6 weeks. Otherwise, the group said, it would attack Americans or members of the Saudi royal family. I'm Paul Miller in Washington.